It's election season in Boston, and that means it's open season on the administration of four-term mayor Tom Menino.
You're a good sport.
Oh, yeah, good sport. Give me a break.
But there will be no breaks for Menino this week. Newspaper and television reporters have hammered him with stories and questions about deleted emails, patronage, and city workers racking up unpaid parking tickets.
Your employees are violating the law. So what's your plan to take care of them?
I'm going to find out who's driving. I have the first driver, first of all.
But if the editorial heat has Menino sweating, he doesn't show it.
It happens every campaign. A week before, they come up with something and makes headlines for two or three days.
To watch the 66-year-old Menino run for his fifth term is to see a man comfortable in his own skin. Whether it's topping off a new skyscraper or talking about his grandchildren.
No. We have more fun with you because you buy us everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have less discipline.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm going to see the Jonas Brothers with him. Oh, my God.
These days, the question for Menino is he too comfortable? Opponents say he has failed to modernize city government, become less accountable to Boston's voters, and cozied up to builders and unions. Jimmy Coyle of Boston Building Trade agrees.
He's a building mayor. He's for working people, and that's who I represent.
Am I too close to the development process? I wish I was, because a lot of buildings would get done much quicker.
Menino says he's running again because he still loves the job, and that he never gets tired of visiting neighborhood events like this lunch for public housing tenants in Jamaica Plain.
I got a charge out of it. I love being in the neighborhoods. That's where the people are. I love to be out here, not just here in Jamaica Plain, but in Roxbury, North Dorchester, all over our city, in the Beacon Hill. It was the Beacon Hill last night. That's what it's all about, is being there listening.
But if there is one part of most neighborhoods that residents aren't happy about, it's the city's chronically underperforming schools.
Yeah, we're going to do better. We will do better.
But opponents say he's already had plenty of time to do better. Still, there are many who say Menino has been good enough on issues like crime, housing, and neighborhood jobs.
Okay, how are you?
All right. You do a great job in Boston.
Thank you.
215-641.
215-641. Next week, Boston voters like Jerry Cummins of South Boston will start deciding whether to stick with the man they know or take a chance with someone else.
A lot of people think that, but I feel as though, you know, like if it's not broken, don't fix it.
And hope a five-term mayor can fix what's still wrong in Boston. I'm Emily Rooney.